You're listening to 91.5 KIOS. I'm Emily Chen Newton. Last week, the Evangelical Covenant Church held its annual regional meeting in Omaha, where the majority voted to expel an entire Minnesota congregation and defrock their pastor for their stance on same-gender marriage. The very next day, despite the roaring Nebraska heat, downtown Omaha streets were filled with LGBTQIA allies for the Heartland Pride Parade. As part of Omaha Public Radio's continuing coverage on the marriage equality movement in the Midwest, I spoke with the Omaha church groups who showed up in droves.
Would you mind talking for a minute as we walk?
Sure.
This is Christine Bosky-Malloy. She's marching with Urban Abbey, and she says in the Midwest, it's even more important to stand up and show support.
You know, we're a little conservative out here in the Midwest, and so that's why I think it's even more important that those of us who support love in all of its forms and equality in all of its forms, that we come out and show up, stand up, let people see us, because we need to let people know they're not alone. We're here. We're in solidarity and support.
Churches from all across Omaha participated in the parade. And because of the heat, a priest from one of those churches was pushing his six-month pregnant wife in a wheelchair.
So we're pushing her with rainbow socks in front so that we can be here.
This is Reverend Ben Varnum of St. Augustine of Canterbury Church and his wife, Megan.
Yeah, we're just here to be supportive. Our cathedral downtown, Trinity Cathedral, organized all the Episcopal churches to be here together, so it kind of set up for all of us to be part of this.
Other groups, such as Reconciling Ministries, also rallied to bring together allies. Church representation was scattered throughout the parade, woven in between groups of local banks and restaurants, the Max Nightclub float, and trailing behind the Pride Color Guard.
Augustana Lutheran Church, Holy Cross Lutheran Church, and First Lutheran Church.
Hanscom Park United Methodist Church.
My name is Jake Weiss.
Hannah Topol. He's the youth director at St. Andrews.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of Methodist churches from around town. First United Methodist to Urban Abbey, Hanscom Park, or St. Luke's. A lot of us have groups here.
Some brought their church bands and musicians, while others handed out popsicles. And the crowd's response to this year's religious presence? Chris Violet and Kyle Stewart watched the parade from one of the Old Market street corners. They said they love seeing churches show up.
Representation matters. It's important to be here. Mm-hmm. It means a lot to so many people.
For Omaha Public Radio, I'm Emily Chen Newton.